Yesterday afternoon, I conducted an interview with the CEO of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, Elizabeth Sobel. We discussed the return this week of Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin. However, late yesterday, SPAC announced that Nezet-Séguin needed to withdraw from tonight and tomorrow's orchestra performances because of a family emergency. Those performances will go on with guest conductors. Yannick is expected to return to SPAC next week, but we wanted you to hear the interview still because there's a lot of good information about other non-Yannick stuff, so we do that now. The Philadelphia Orchestra's three-week residency through August 17th is underway at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. The season is and has been highlighted by premieres ranging from classical masterpieces to innovative contemporary compositions, marking a record number of pieces that have never before been performed on SPAC stages. Beginning tonight, the season showcases 2 weeks under the baton of Yannick Nezet-Séguin, music director of both the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Metropolitan Opera. He will conduct the closing night performance of Mozart's Requiem as well. The remainder of the orchestra season also features a lineup of acclaimed and emerging artists appearing at SPAC for the first time, including the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra on August 15th. Also, Peruvian conductor Miguel Harth Bedoya on August 9th. To tell us more and much more about the season, we welcome back Elizabeth Sobel, president and CEO of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing really great. How are you, Joe?
I'm fine. It's wonderful to have you back on the program and check in and find out what's going at SPAC. So week number one of the Philadelphia Orchestra residency is under your belt, and now we look to two more wonderful weeks.
Absolutely. And of course, tonight, we're so excited because Yannick Nezet-Séguin, the music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra, returns. As you mentioned, he's the conductor of the Metropolitan Opera as well, and so his time is very, very much in demand. So the fact that we've actually have him coming to Saratoga for 2 weeks is pretty remarkable for us to have one of the most in-demand, most amazing young conductors in the world right here with us in Saratoga.
What does that say about his commitment to the orchestra? I mean, to me, that says a lot.
Yeah, I think that it is quite extraordinary. I think that, you know, if you're not in the business and you haven't looked at the calendar of one of these very much in-demand artists, the demands on their time are truly extraordinary, not just the sort of flying from one musical capital to another, but the rehearsals, but also prepping with very, you know, massive scores, like when you're preparing an opera, that just requires so much time and study. So we know for a fact that he loves coming to Saratoga. He and I talked about that a lot last summer when we were there. And we're just thrilled that he looks at this as a kind of place to come and conduct in this most beautiful confluence of man-made beauty and natural beauty and just the whole spirit of Saratoga. He loves it, and he's expressed that on many of occasions, and I think you can feel it from all the joy and exhilaration that just exudes from the stage when he's conducting.
And with that commitment to 2 weeks at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center is also, I assume, a hand in the programming and what is being performed.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is that we work very collaboratively with Yannick through the orchestra. There's a whole team of people who work on the programming, myself and Christopher Shiley, our head of artistic planning here at SPAC, and also the artistic and management team with the Philadelphia Orchestra. A tremendous amount of discussion and analysis and just, you know, talk about like artistic merits of programs and what works well within this very condensed, very concentrated 3 week period. You know, by the way, it's worth saying that like nowhere else in the world do the Philadelphia Orchestra perform four completely different programs in 1 week, and they do 3 weeks of that. So they go over and above what they do anyplace else in places that they tour. So it's pretty incredible.
I mean, you just look at this week. Tonight, Yannick returns, and then there's a performance tomorrow night. Friday, you have South American Sounds. And then on Saturday, like you did last week with Harry Potter, you have Disney's Pixar's Up is in concert. So it's a really full week.
It is a full week. And, you know, one of the things that since I started here became very apparent to me is, you know, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming, you know, close to 100,000 people come over the course of a summer to see SPAC's presentations, not to mention the 400,000 or so that come for Live Nation shows. But so of those people, like, there are many different tastes. There are many different demographics. You know, you've got people who are core classical music lovers, but then you also have people who probably won't come to a program like Tomorrow Night, which is very, very core classical, but they want to bring, you know, their families to see Harry Potter. We had such a glorious, phenomenal night this past Saturday night with, like, literally thousands and thousands. The amphitheater was full. The lawn was full. And it was really exciting. So, you know, we try to bring a variety of things that are going to appeal to the many constituents who are lovers of SPAC and of classical programming. So trying to find that diversity, the variety, the integrity, with a certain amount of cohesion and narrative, you know, it's a big undertaking to put those programs together, but it's very gratifying.
I do want to focus just for a moment on Friday's performance at 8 o'clock, where you have Miguel Harth Bedoya, and this is a premiere for him, right?
Right, exactly. He's going to be doing the South American sounds and some really phenomenal South American, it's all South American repertoire with Marquez and Ginastera, the harp concerto, which will be performed by Elizabeth Hainan, who's the principal harp of the orchestra, Piazzolla's Tangazzo, that's a phenomenal piece, and then Peru Negro is also going to be, it's just going to be a delicious, delicious program.
That's terrific. And then, as you mentioned, Up is on Saturday night, and I assume, well, weather is part of it, but you look for a great crowd on
totally.
That night.
Totally. Yeah,
it's a beautiful, that's a big family night. It's a beautiful movie, and it's a beautiful night of music, obviously.
Exactly. Fantastic.
Just quickly before we go to next week, weather's been pretty good to you so far, hasn't it?
Let's not jinx it, please. But yes. You know, we were all at Harry Potter on Saturday night last year. We had torrential downpours the whole night. We still had about 7,000 people here throughout the torrential downpours, but we were all sitting out at intermission. We were all sitting out talking together, and we were all sort of like trying to get over the PTSD of like last year's horrific experiences of like trying to keep people out of the rain and getting the people on the lawn into the venue, even though we were heavily sold in the venue. So it was just such a pleasure to see everybody come with a perfect night and all the kids, all the families. It was really extraordinary.
All right. So let's talk about next week and the final week for the Philadelphia Orchestra. Two amazing performances with Yannick. We'll start with those, I guess. One that is simply titled Jan and Yannick. That is Friday night. Tell us about that.
Right. So Jan and Yannick. Jan is the young pianist Jan Litsiecki, and I actually have a history with him because when I was running IMG Artists, he was one of our clients. We had signed him after he'd won the Chopin competition, and then when I was at Universal, we were putting out his records. So he is a young, amazing artist, a true poet, extraordinary pianist who will be joining Yannick that night to play the Grieg Concerto, along with Wagner, Prelude to Act One of Lohengrin, and then Dvorak 7. So that's going to be a not-to-miss performance that night with Yannick. And then, you know, as we've been talking a lot, one of the things that we started doing when I came to SPAC, we didn't have an easy way to analyze the repertoire we had done over the last 50 years with the orchestra, and we do now have like a program with all the repertoire digitized and everything. And when we started to look at what had and had not been performed at SPAC, we discovered on the one hand that the William Tell Overture apparently had been performed 11 out of 13 of the past seasons. But then on the flip side, what we discovered was that pieces like the great Mozart Requiem, one of the most amazing masterpieces of all time, had never been performed here. So we are closing with that. The first piece on that program is Mozart Piano Concerto No. 27 with Christian Blackshaw, who is a British pianist, absolutely one of the great Mozart poets of the piano. I might also just mention that another piece that we discovered, which is one of the great, you know, most beloved pieces in the classical canon is Appalachian Spring of Copland, and that had never been performed at SPAC. So on Thursday night, which is the American Idols, I-D-Y-L-L-S, the Appalachian Spring is being conducted by Yannick, and that's going to be amazing. That's also on a program with another, you know, favorite piece, Respighi's Fountains of Rome, but then we've got two pieces by living composers, Mason Bates's Anthology of Fantastic Zoology, and I am super excited about that piece, and Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral. So that will be a remarkable, very colorful, very dynamic and stunning program as well.
Really exciting stuff, and just to go back for what we're looking at next week, Friday, August 16th is Jan and Yannick, and then on the 17th is the closer for the Philadelphia Orchestra with the All Mozart and the Requiem being performed.
Right.
To start next week off, the Philadelphia Orchestra will be doing Chaplin City Lights.
It will indeed. That's another one I'm looking forward to tremendously. And then, as you mentioned earlier, on the 15th, the Marsalis Swing Symphony. And just for people to understand what this is, Wynton Marsalis himself will be here with Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and he himself wrote the Swing Symphony. And so what's happening is that the Philadelphia Orchestra with Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and Wynton will all be on stage together performing Wynton's marvelous Swing Symphony. So that's going to be a not to miss as well.
Also WAMC Family Night, for what it's worth.
Indeed it is. So we're thrilled that we will have you guys there that night. Yay!
A great thing. We're looking forward to that as well. So we've gone over a lot, but let us just go back for a bit. And I don't think it's too early to ask you of your impressions of the season and what's been accomplished so far.
Wow. Well, thank you for asking that, because, in fact, I would tell you the Jazz Fest this year was one of our best ever, certainly from a box office point of view. I think we broke all records. The weather gods smiled upon us, and it was just 2 days of exceedingly glorious music from George Benson, Nora Jones, Trombone Shorty closing each night, but also amazing lineup on the Discovery stage. Our Jazz Fest Friday was also very successful downtown. We had tons of people coming in from out of town to go downtown and really discover what an amazing jazz city Saratoga is. And then the ballet season, except for the fact that we had to cancel the Saturday matinee of Coppelia due to the extreme heat,
yeah,
that too was one of our best seasons ever. Very mixed, exciting lineup of repertoire. Much fuller houses than we've had in a long time. So it's really exciting what's been going on. We still have two more SPAC on stages coming up, and we've got Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center also in residence with us right now doing, they just opened Sunday with a program called Thrills and Chills, and I would emphasize the thrills because it was an amazing program.
And well attended. I mean, people love this program because it has such a great tradition.
Totally, yeah. I mean, having David and Wuhan up here, I mean, they are two of the most beloved personalities in the classical music world, and certainly Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center is the premier chamber music entity, I would say, in the world. And they have such dynamic personalities and bring chamber music alive to people who may not know a lot of the background of chamber music. Also, I might mention that, you know, because we had this new way of, you know, analyzing the repertoire, for Philadelphia Orchestra, and have 19 works over these 3 weeks that have never been performed at SPAC. Similarly, we asked Chamber Music Society to try to bring as much repertoire as possible that they haven't done here. And guess what? Every one of the 23 pieces that they're performing, they have never done here. So it's exciting. It's really great to have this kind of freshness and collaborative work on the repertoire.
You know, I was, I know you and I have talked about this a little bit, but I've been at SPAC a couple times this season, and I always remark on it's looking as spiffy as I ever remember it seeing it.
Yeah, what about those sparkling ramps? They look
pretty
great, isn't it?
Just fantastic. And I know it's only the start of what you're working on. It's just really beautiful.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I just, every time I walk out there at night, I just, my heart just kind of leaps when I just see that one. And granted, it was a major undertaking, but just that one thing has really brought the campus to life. And of course, next year, as you know, you and I have discussed, we're on October 1, we will begin the process of completely demolishing the current concessions area and rebuilding it with new park-like buildings, brand new facilities, more bathrooms, better concessions configuration. But also, I think you and I have talked about the fact that our education program has grown over the last 2 years from serving 5,000 kids to serving over 38,000 kids all over the Capital Region. Well, we really want to double that number by the end of 2020, and that new concessions area also includes a two-story building, the top floor of which will be a 4,000-square-foot indoor-outdoor year-round space that we can be using for education and community gathering. And
oh,
so
that's
going to be really, really exciting.
Well, there's a lot going on, not the least of which is the final 2 weeks of the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. You can see the entire schedule for the orchestra as well as all the other cool events by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Elizabeth Sobel is the CEO, and it's always great to have you on the program. It's always great to talk to you, and I just we're so lucky to have you in the region, and I thank you so much for being with us and sharing as always.
Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you and all your WAMC family at SPAC next week.
Look forward to it.
All right,
SPAC.org. This interview with SPAC's Elizabeth Sobel was recorded before yesterday's announcement that Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin needed to withdraw from tonight and tomorrow's orchestra performances at SPAC because of a family emergency. The performances will go on with guest conductors, and Nezet-Séguin is scheduled to return next week. You can find out more information at SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.